This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is Ginny.
And this is Natalie.
We're the girls from Her Society.
Your one-stop portal for girls who love girls.
And this is one of our podcasts.
Really? Is it?
I don't know.
Okay, well, let's press play and we'll see what it is.
This is Anaya Day.
This is Tracy Dinwiddie.
Down the toilet.
Ginny
and Natalie.
Well, Rachel, I'm not going to waste any time to ask you this, but who are those two hot bitches on the cover of Cherry Magazine?
Her Society. To Ginny and Natalie.
Speaking of toning down, there's some Photoshop rumours going on about the cover, and in particular in reference to a certain body part of mine. Did you Photoshop my boobs to be smaller?
Her Society.
This is Her Society, your one-stop radio show for girls who love girls. Joining me shortly tonight, my co-host for the evening. You may have seen her around the Melbourne clubs asking you to tap her derriere, or she may have just sung randomly for you. LaShonda Fontaine is here. We'll also be crossing live to Texas in the US of A to be speaking to her sister, Quanisha Fontaine. Stay tuned for that. I'm back this week recovered from my birthday festivities, although some may say they're still going. As we count down to the arrival of newlyweds Whitney Mixer and Sara Betancourt to Australia, we're going to replay interviews with other Real L Word cast members, including the other couple on the show, Lauren Russell and Kiomi McCloskey. Tune in to us live on Joy 94.9 FM or all over the world via joy.org.au. If you want to say hello to me, 0427 Joy 949 or email on air at joy.org.au. Right now, let's kick off with a bit of Mason. This is the Exceed Amaze remix. This is Joy 94.9. Society.
Be your one-stop radio show for girls who love girls. Coming to you live in Melbourne, Australia and all over the world via joy.org.au. Hey, it's November 10th at the moment and we're very excited. Three new co-hosts for Her Society. It's kicking up in spring. We had Bhavani Sundari last week telling us about her new name. We had Bessie Kay. But on air, we have LaShonda Fontaine.
Oh, LaShonda in the studio tonight.
LaShonda is. Now, in case you don't know who LaShonda Fontaine is, here's a bit of a refresher.
My background, LaShonda Fontaine. My parents are from Texas. In the U.S. of A., I am one of five children. I have three sisters, LaShonda, Quanisha, Moesha, and I have one brother, David.
Now, I've got to say, LaShonda, you gave us a listing of your family there. We're actually going to be crossing live to, is it Quanisha?
Quanisha.
Quanisha's going to be joining us. And I thought, you know what? We know, we already found out a little bit about you last time. We found out about your family, that you're from Texas. Mm-hmm. And we, you know, you told us about the nieces and nephews and your 82-year-old auntie. So we want to hear from your family. So we're going to be chatting to Quanisha Fontaine very, very shortly. Right now, let's cross to a track. This is Her Society with Ginny and LaShonda. Joy 94.9, this is Her Society with Ginny and LaShonda. Check us out via joy.org.au or you can head to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Her Society Online. Now, LaShonda Fontaine, the R&B artist from the US of A, Texas to be precise, joins me in the studio. And we're going to dig deep and find out a bit more about herself. LaShonda, your family, Quanisha, Moesha and David.
Mm-hmm.
Quanisha's going to be stopping by very shortly. She's going to call in from Texas to, you know, to chat to us, have a bit of a chitty chat. What does she do for a living?
Well, Quanisha, she's the manager of KFC in Texas, okay? She be fresh, okay? She talk really slow, so we all gonna have to slow down for Quanisha.
When you mean slow, as in like she's not very bright and quick-witted, or slow as in she's actually just slow?
Y'all calling my sister dumb?
No, I'm not calling your sister anything. I'm just quoting what you just said. I'm just re-quoting it.
Okay, all right. Now, she just talk a little slower, but she all right. She all up there. Just take a little longer to get what we all talking about.
Okay, so I've scheduled in 5 minutes for this segment.
Oh,
should
it's
I schedule
gonna
10?
Be at least 10. Gonna be 10. It's gonna be 10 minutes.
What are we going to talk to her about? Like, obviously, she's the manager for a very leading food franchise.
Mm-hmm.
But how, I'm just really curious. If she went down the fast food area, how did you end up down the music area, LaShonda?
I am the odd one out of the family. No, I am the success story from the family. All my other family, they are so jealous of... What's my name? LaShonda. I was going to say Quanisha. Ain't no one jealous of Quanisha. We're a little bit competitive. She is my little sister. But she always be telling me what to do like she my older sister. So it's going to be a little bit tough speaking to her on the phone. I haven't spoken to her for a long time. But we're going to be fine. She probably going to tell me off because I ain't be home looking up to mama. See how we go. We'll see how we go.
Hey, Lashonda, if you have to leave the studio while I talk to Quenisha, you know, I'm cool with that because I understand it can be quite traumatic reliving and reopening old wounds.
I will see how I go, Jenny. But if she just gets on my nerves, Lashonda going to have to leave the studio.
Okay.
But I'm looking forward to chatting to Quenisha.
Well, Quenisha Fontaine will be joining us very shortly. Right now, let's cross over to the track. This is Her Society with Jenny and Lashonda.
To 94.9, this is Her Society with Ginny and Lashonda Fontaine. You heard a bit of ringing there. That's because I'm calling Quenisha Fontaine, Lashonda Fontaine's sister. But before I connect her through, if you want to say hello to us, 0427JOY949, or you can email onairajoy.org.au. Say holla, or whatever language that you speak, I'm open to it. Hey, happy McHappy Day, happy Diwali Day to everyone out there. And for anyone who's not celebrating those 2 days, just happy Saturday, let's just say. All right, let's call Quenisha Fontaine.
Hello, this is Quenisha Fontaine. How can I help you?
Is this Quenisha Fontaine?
Yes, that's what I said, young lady. Y'all want me to say that again?
Sorry, Quenisha. My name is Ginny. I don't know if Lashonda's told you, but I'm Lashonda's co-host from Her Society in Melbourne. How are you?
I have not heard from Lashonda in a very long time. What y'all do with my sister in Melbourne town? Last I heard, she was in New York City. In Alicia Keys. Now she in Melbourne. They'll be right leaving us here in Texas.
Well, I'm sorry that you haven't spoken to her, but Lashonda's actually co-hosting a radio show at the moment called Her Society. You should check it up on the internet, hersocietyonline.com.au.
Well, I might check that out if I have time. I am busy managing a very big restaurant here in my hometown of Texas.
I was going to ask you about that, Quenisha, because we're trying to find out so much more about the Fontaine family and, you know, yourself in particular. How long have you been working there for? Have you enjoyed your career?
Is this the police? What, y'all checking up on me? Y'all some kind of FBI agent trying to get my business? Y'all don't have to know nothing about Quenisha. Quenisha doing time by herself. I don't need no Lashonda. I don't need no private investigator getting y'all nose in my business.
No, Quenisha, I'm not a private investigator. I'm a radio host.
So you say.
No, I really am a radio host. I don't know how to convince you otherwise.
Mm-hmm. All right, with my sister
there,
Lashonda?
Lashonda's not here yet. She's just stepped out to get a bit. Would you like to speak to her later on? Shall I put you guys...
She ain't never had no time for Quenisha. I don't expect she would now. Now, she a big superstar on the radio.
Yes, she is quite big at the moment. Actually, we love her here in Australia. You should come down.
I can't afford it. Lashonda should pay for my ticket and then Quenisha will come down to the next bling.
So you know about bling then?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know all about you, Jenny. I'm just fooling with you. I am fooling. I heard all about you.
You're just fooling with me. You have to really kind of refresh my memory on your talk because I'm not very good with the Lashonda Fontaine or the Fontaine speak.
Yeah, I don't speak on nothing like Lashonda. Lashonda speak a million miles an hour. I can't understand her. She be jibber-jabbering like she from New York City. She from Texas. She needs to slow down her speech.
Well, actually, we're going to ask you about that because we notice there's a different pace between people who are from Texas and people who are from other areas of America. What do you think that is?
Because everyone else is in a hurry, like they're trying to hide something, so they have to hurry up their speech and get on out of there. Texas, we real people. We take our time. We do what we want when we want.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, Quenisha Fontaine, thank you so much for stopping by and telling us about your story. It's been an absolute pleasure chatting to you, and hopefully you'll be down in Melbourne soon so we can have you in the studio.
Thank you, Judith, for having me.
This is Her Society with Ginny and Lashonda. Lashonda Fontaine will be back from her solitude.
Yeah, she will be back very shortly. Hey, if you want to text through 0427JOY949 or you can email onair@joy.org.au. We've got two real L-worders coming up. Kiomi McCluskey and Lauren Bedford-Russell will be joining us as well. We'll be replaying the interview that we chatted to them a couple of months ago as we count down to Whitney Mixer and Sarah Betancourt coming to Australia in Melbourne precisely. They'll be on our show, and last year we fed them Vegemite. This year I might get them to do something different. They got married, so I might get them to marry something. Double T maybe. Who knows? Check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/Her Society Online. Right now, here's The Longest Road. You enjoy. To 94.9, this is Her Society, your once-up radio show for girls who love girls. We've got Kiomi McCluskey from The Real L Word and the band Hunter Valentine coming up after these messages.
Her Society with Ginny and LaShonda Fontaine coming to you live on Australia's first and only gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9. This is your one-stop radio show for girls who love girls, joined by the beautiful LaShonda Fontaine. LaShonda.
LaShonda here.
We just spoke to your beautiful sister, Cornisha. She kind of pumped me a little bit.
Cornisha, she got a little bit of toot. Attitude.
It's a Fontaine thing, though.
Don't you start with me, young lady. Yeah, I guess we all have a little bit of attitude, but she just... what'd she say?
She was just speaking very highly of you. She thought I was the police.
The police? Y'all the police? I don't think so. Why she think y'all the police?
She just thought I was, you know, I asked her about her career and, you know, she liked where she worked. And she's like, is it the police?
She get a little bit crazy like that thing. Everyone's looking, watching her.
But it's Texas. You're like full of sheriffs and sand and kind of the cowboy fight. So I wouldn't blame her.
I guess. Been a while since I've been back there in Texas.
Well, LaShonda, I actually have a bone to pick with you.
About my time, I should leave now. Thank you very much for having me on the Her Society.
Well, I was actually just looking through the Her Society archives when we interviewed you for being one of our co-hosts. So we're trying to introduce you to all of our listeners. On our YouTube page, youtube.com/Her Society Video. You know, we're talking to LaShonda Fontaine. I was just watching it the other day. I'm like, oh, what beautiful co-hosts I have. They're so supportive.
That's right.
So, you know, willing to do and try new things. And, you know, asked you how you felt about bubble tea, and this was your response.
Oh, hell no. LaShonda don't do cold tea, okay? LaShonda do hot tea. I don't do iced tea, although I do like the rapper. He cool. But I don't drink that shit. I don't drink bubble tea. I don't drink iced tea. I like my tea hot.
LaShonda?
Damn straight.
Do you want to shed some light for me on that?
I don't like bubble tea. I don't like iced tea. How y'all got to do it? I want my kettle boiled and my tea hot.
Okay, if I boiled the bubble tea for you and chucked in the pearls, would you drink it?
I do not think so. I don't know what that kind of tea gonna taste like.
Well, you haven't tried bubble tea before, though, have you?
No, I have not, but I assume that it is not good.
Why are you making such assumptions?
I don't like the look of it.
What do you mean you don't like the look of it?
Bubble should not be in tea. Bubble should be in your Coca-Cola or something like that. Some soft drink, not in your cup of tea.
But it's not like a tea that you drink in a cup and a saucer. It's like a little, it's in like a little container.
Silly name then, silly name. Bubble drink, it should be a bubble drink. Bubble tea, scare me. That name, I don't like it.
All right, you know what? One day I may just put some bubble tea into your drink bottle.
And I will sue you.
You won't sue me. You'll love it. You'll be like, oh, what is this? What is this? Oh, my God, I love it.
Jenny, do I sound like that? Do I sound like a monkey? Because y'all can sound like a monkey then.
In my head, that's what you sound like. I don't know if the output matches the ones in my head.
Maybe that's the sound with me. Because in my head, I sound very sexy, but I may just sound like a monkey.
If you think LaShonda Fontaine sounds like a monkey, please text through 0427-JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au. Let's take a poll, you know? Let's take a poll.
See if
my impersonation is actually accurate.
I will be very offended if it is.
This is Her Society with Ginny and LaShonda Fontaine. We'll be back after this.
No, we won't be back to sit. We're going to be playing Lauren Russell's interview very shortly. Now, Lauren's from The Real L Word. She's a girlfriend of Kiomi McCluskey. And we're actually playing these interviews today, recapping on the memories that we've had with some of The Real L Word cast members. We've had Rose Garcia and Natalie Hornito from Season 1. We've had Whitney and Mixter and Sarah Betancourt, who'll be coming to Australia very shortly. But right now is Lauren Russell.
Hi, Lauren. It's Ginny calling from Her Society in Australia. How are you? Good, thank you. It's just me solo today because Natalie's off at a shoot, so she sends her love.
Yeah, she actually told me that you're from India. Whereabouts in India?
She did not tell you that.
Yes, she did.
We have this joke going on where she calls me Indian. I'm really not Indian, but I cannot believe she actually told you that and you actually said it. I'm from Sri Lanka.
Don't want to say that.
And I will slap Natalie for telling you that.
Okay.
So, Lauren, thank you so much for your time tonight. I know you're a very busy lady, and thank you for having a chat to us. I'm just going to ask you, how'd you get involved with the Real L Word?
I actually had a friend. She was trying out the show, and I didn't even know they were taking applications. And honestly, what didn't cross my mind, but she is a really cool girl, so I thought, hey, if you're doing it, I'll do it. And she was really pushing me to do it. So I literally formed out a form online. filled out a form online. And then, you know, they wrote me back and asked for more information. And it kind of, it just went from there. It was just like, started from literally nothing and then went all the way. So.
Wow. That's awesome. And did you kind of think that you would end up here, like, trying out for a reality TV show? Your background's quite artistic and creative.
No, I never thought of it. I never thought I'd be a jewelry designer, but apparently I'm more creative than I thought I was. So, yeah, when I tried out, I was like, hey, why not? I didn't even know if I wanted to do it. And I kind of always left it to, like, chance. Like, if I get it, I get it. If not, who cares? And the more I put into it, the more time I spent, you know, with the casting people and, you know, getting involved, the more I wanted to do it because I was investing so much time. And so it's just kind of, you know, and I wanted to do it for a lot of reasons at the end of the day. You know, there's so many reasons to do it, and there's just only a few not to. You know, the whole stigma of reality TV can be, you know, it is what it is, but I think this show, I think what we've made this season to be is a lot different, I think, better than past seasons, and I think it's a little more fun to watch. You guys tell me.
Yeah, no, we love watching you girls, and we're kind of envious because in Australia we don't have as much of a nightlife as you guys do over in LA, so that's why we come up there every year to kind of get our taste of what we're missing out on.
Yeah, there is a lot of nightlife, and, you know, there is in New York as well, but I think LA lesbians definitely take it a little more seriously.
Now, tell us, Lauren, what's your background? Are you originally from L.A.?
I'm from, actually, 2 hours south. It's called San Diego. And, you know, I grew up in San Diego, and then I moved to L.A. right after college. So, it's kind of confusing, my trip around the world. It's been, you know, San Diego to L.A., and then to New York, and then back to L.A., so kind of was probably hard for them to explain where the hell I was from.
Right, I see. So you kind of just left that bit out.
Yeah, well, I think when they introduced me, they said I came from New York, you know, because I just moved from New York. And, you know, my dad's from Manhattan, and I definitely, you know, I spent a lot of time there, so I don't feel like I'm really from there, but I definitely, it is a big part of me.
Yeah, I absolutely love New York more than LA, I have to say.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I agree. It's just the damn weather.
Yeah, the weather's the only down part, yeah. I'd say. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, New York is magical. LA is not magical. For sure. But there's something to be said about, you know, the weather here, and my friends are here, so.
We've got more coming from Lauren Bedford Russell.
Hey, this is Ginny.
And this is Natalie.
Thanks so much for listening to one of our Her Society podcasts.
And don't do anything I would do, because that would be illegal.
And don't leave your children behind. They may get eaten.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.